Liberation Station radio show, the second hour here, January 30th, 2022. I'm your host, Chris Steiner. The website is theliberationstation.com. And host a show also Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on six Florida stations, the Tantalk Network out of Clearwater, Zephyr Hills, and Dade City. There's an AM and an FM for each of those cities that you can find at theliberationstation.com. And I'm here with you every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, or 10 a.m. to noon Central. And Dave in New York was talking about private member associations, trying to find that there was a guest, if that was the same guest that I was asking, was on the Robert Scott Bell Show not too long ago. And here we are, the December 15th show. I found it just in the nick of time. December 15th, 2021 edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show over at robertscottbell.com. And the host was Mike Colum. So that was a different host, or different guest. Mike Colum, C-O-L-O-M-B, or Colum, like Columbia, but spelled without the I-A on the end, C-O-L-O-M-B. And sorry, Facebook Live group, if I seem distracted on camera and on the audio, it sounds a little distracted as my cat crawls into my lap and curls up. So it can be a little more calm when I'm doing the show here, I suppose. So let's, before I get to these other calls, Art in Georgia and Charlie in Florida, finish up with the point I was just going to make. I'm not sure how applicable this federal law is prohibiting the requirement, that healthcare, this is applicable to healthcare professionals administering an EUA product, emergency use authorized product, that they have to advise of, quote, of the alternatives to the product that are available and of their benefits and risks, end quote. And this doesn't seem to apply to anything other than if you're in a medical situation. So, yeah, I'm not sure how relevant it is to Dave's question, but let's see if I had anything else in my notes here briefly. Yeah, when it comes to, yes, of course, that's what I was thinking is on my unconscious mind, that when it comes to private membership associations, that those are protected in the, and Mike Colum explains how that often you can, they can be established incorrectly by statute, where he just believes in establishing them outside of all the statutory requirements, and they should still be acknowledged, as he says he has success in doing over the years, and should be acknowledged by the Constitution that no state shall infringe on the right to contract. I think that's Article 1, Section 10. So I apologize, folks. I have all these things I want to give reference to. I'll look this up as we're taking Art in Georgia. So what's on your mind, Art? And we'll finish, if you want to continue on that point or anything else.
Yeah, morning, Steve.
Chris.
I just wanted to, before I get to what I called about Article 1, Section 10, limits power of states, it says that states may not enter into a treaty with a foreign nation that power is given to the president with the advice and consent of two-thirds of the Senate present. States cannot make their own money, nor can they grant any title of nobility. Is that what you're thinking of?
Right. Yeah, it says no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin, a tender and payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, meaning law after the fact, retroactive, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that was the one you were talking about.
Thanks for coming to my rescue.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem. What I called in about was I wanted to make a comment on what Dave was talking about. And I've told my own story on other broadcasts before, but just to share here, about a month, about 2 months, two and a half months ago, I was dealing with one neurosurgeon in Augusta, Georgia, and I was going to his office for we were going to discuss my latest MRI and to discuss options of what could be done to try to repair the damage done to my spine. And as I walked in, they proceeded to tell me I had to have a mask. Now, I looked them straight in the face and said, I don't have to have a mask. I am mask exempt due to a physical issue that prevents me from wearing a mask. I do, however, have a shield, which the CDC says is good enough and acceptable. Now, keep in mind, when I go to grocery store or wherever I go, I never wear a mask. I don't wear a shield. I don't do any of that. The only reason I did it here is because this was a medical facility, and out of respect for the medical facility and the state policies with respect to medical facility, I chose to get a shield, which I wear because the CDC says it's okay. They looked me straight in the face and without even batting an eye tried to tell me they did not care about my mask exemption. I had to wear a mask. So what did I do? Well, my smart little behind told them exactly where they could put it, and I walked out the door. And I didn't do it in a very polite or respectful manner. I was rather rude and quite vulgar in my tone, as well as my words.
Would you say with all due respect?
And don't know. I didn't even say that. I just looked them, told them.
I mean, would you say that in retrospect that your actions were in due respect? That's a question. You gave them respect, just all the all the respect they were due.
But the point is, we need more of this. Dave, I congratulate you for what you did. We need more of this. When they try to force this ridiculous mask mandate, we need to push back. And the only way that we have to push back is by saying no. We have no other options. We can't get physical with them. We can't do you know, anything other than say no and walk out. And here's where it comes in. Within 2 weeks, I found another neurosurgeon who would take my case, did not require a mask, and it's at a medical facility, which is the actual hospital, and they accepted the shield. So this is what we need to do. We need more people standing up, saying no, walking out the door. And when it starts to really affect these people's bottom line, then maybe they might pay attention.
Right on. Yeah, that's, the civil disobedience, frees up our time. And, I like I said with the truckers in Canada, the demonstrating is great. It's a great show of force that Canada can mobilize like this. Though I hope it leads to people spending their time more valuable time more productively in doing things like building up their own community and showing how much competition there can be. If you're out protesting all the time, there isn't much time to build up your own parallel system or competition. And especially because the government is funding, the treatment with remdesivir. They're funding Medicare. Medicaid is giving hospitals 20%, $20,000, I think it is, for treating that way, treating with those recommended ways like using remdesivir. So there's a lot of competition. That's why they're doing these things. That's why the airlines and others are being subsidized, and medical industries being subsidized to do these things. Because that's why they can say they don't care. they're in it for the money. And
you mentioned the airlines, and that's an excellent thing to bring up as well. People, you don't have to fly. You can get in your car and you can drive. You just need to leave a few days earlier. That's all. But back when I was young, that was the way to take vacations and the way to take road, take trips was you got in the car with the family and you traveled to wherever. I mean, we used to make almost every year we met when I was growing up in Massachusetts. I grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is the home of the Basketball Hall of Fame, by the way. Springfield College, MIT, AIT College, all of that. Springfield's a, you know, pretty well-known city. And we used to make a trip every almost every year up to Bangor, Maine to visit my grandma every summer. I mean, we didn't jump on a plane and fly. We drove. It became a family road trip. And this is, people have forgotten what it's like to just get in the car and drive, take a trip. So you don't have to fly. You don't want to wear a mask. Don't fly. It's simple. There are other options.
Well, driving these days, I think, scares people. They're afraid of a multiple culture shock going through different cultures throughout the country, throughout our country anyway, throughout different states and communities. Everybody has different policies. So. You know, some people, you know, love you when you don't wear a mask. Other people scorn you. And I, you know, I was thinking that why don't we have these face shields with, and why doesn't anyone in government recommend putting on a personal air ionizer, these little battery-powered clip-on or hang-around-your-neck air ionizers that will turn the oxygen into ozone, which will neutralize almost all harmful viruses, bacteria, neutralize toxins, kill fungus and mold, and we could all be our own personal air purification stations, and not just for ourselves but for others around us. Why don't they recommend doing something like that, say on an airline? The whole place would be filled with ozone, and you know, not filled with it, but you know, not it wouldn't be an unsafe amount because these little things are just neutral, ozonating the ambient air, and you know, make all the air and the recirculated air in the cabin and the PFOAs that you get by flying, or I'm not sure if it's PFOAs, but a certain chemical that they found in the cabin and the cockpit that the pilots even are suffering from, that comes from the engines they haven't been able to stop. So, you know, that's another plague of the airlines. That's another reason to not fly. You know, never mind the DNA fracturing scanners.
Right.
And another thing too, if more people would
start using their cars and not flying, but taking road trips, you know, the gas companies would see increases in their revenue. And you know what? That would drop gas prices. People are complaining about how gas prices have gone through the roof. It's because nobody's driving anymore. So they're trying to make back some of the money they're losing from people not driving. When people start driving again, gas prices will go down. This is basic economics. I'll be 59 years old this Wednesday. I'll be 59 years old. And this was the kind of economics that they were teaching us in the sixth and seventh grade. If people start driving again, gas prices go down.
Right, the roads are a lot more empty than they used to be, I know, last 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here in Pinellas County, you know, growing up, since I've been in Pinellas County in this area since 2 or 3 years old. And it's, you know, they widen the roads, but there are a lot fewer drivers now, and they're narrowing certain areas, of course, to make it more difficult to get out of the cities in case of emergency, no doubt. You know, okay, let's turn a 3 or 4 lane road into a 2 lane road and put some beautification, xeriscape, you know, plants in the middle of it to funnel people into the median, and, you know, a limited number of people into the median, whereas it would have been safer if they just left it alone and allowed more people to get through if they need to. Say somebody wants to turn and it takes too long to turn, they want to be able to get out of it. Well, once you get in that lane, you're not going to get out unless you're way in the back, just entering it. And, you know, so, yeah, I see these things that make driving a lot more dangerous, not just more difficult to get out of the cities, to get in or out if there's an emergency, but more dangerous, like a five-way stop here, Highland Avenue and Gulf to Bay Boulevard, I'll mention, where that's a five-way intersection with a light at it. And it used to be where you could curve from Gulf to Bay into Cleveland Street, curve off to the right, or you could keep going straight. But if you curve off to the right, there used to be two lanes. Now they narrowed it down to one lane. And if you're not used to that, you're going to go right smack dab into some big phallic monument that's standing up there and, you know, hit the curb and hit that monument. If you're used to going into being able to get into that second lane, there's absolutely no safe reason that they would have done that. Or, you know, I see these other projects where in a residential neighborhood, you'll see a curve that's put in just so it makes it a single file, you know, bottleneck it at a certain point. So either way, if you want to go in either, there can't be traffic flowing in both directions simultaneously. You have to wait at that bottleneck for one person to pass and the other person to go. Or, you know, Clearwater Beach, there's a roundabout that's infamous now. That's very dangerous and infamous right when you get onto Clearwater Beach. So yeah, I see it all around here, and I wish more folks would recognize the intent is to, you know, bottleneck us into, you know, if they want, maybe they want to, I mean, I want to see what meager profits they get from that.
What it is they're trying to bottle, I like the word bottleneck, that's an excellent term there. They're trying to bottleneck people into more public transportation. They want to get you out of the vehicles. This is all part of the ICLEI program, which I'm sure you've heard of. If not, look it up. ICLEI, ICLEI. It's all part of the ICLEI program to get people out of their vehicles using public transportation because they don't want you using your own cars. I used to live in St. Pete, and I lived right there off of US 19, over by the old drive-in movie theater there. And I used to go to Clearwater Beach all the time and go down to Indian Rocks and Indian Shores, and it was nothing to drive down there and drive back. I mean, the traveling was great, but now, it's a freaking nightmare to try to get around in there. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I know you got another caller behind me and interested to hear what she's got to say.
Thank you much and have a great day. Well, let me ask you something or tell you something. I'm sure you'll be tuned in to hear this. If you want to comment. Have you checked out my blog for Neurogenesis on my site?
No, I haven't seen that, but I'll look it up. I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, there's certain items there for promoting the growth of nerve and brain cells, improving mood and memory. And then there's a separate blog for a mood and memory booster blog that has some crossover there. So, these certain things that you can do to regrow nerve tissue and brain cells as well. So, those are things
I'll see if I can find that. It's in the blogs?
Yeah, go under blogs at theliberationstation.com, as you know, I'm sure. Things like
on Zoom.
Yeah, all right. And bovine colostrum, you know, from cows, if you can get it from find it from a rancher, that's something I didn't put in the blog. You want it from a clean source like New Zealand, but I haven't been able to find very many sources readily accessible of New Zealand colostrum. And that's not in tablet form because it's heat processed. So you don't want pasteurized, you don't want tablet form because that's heat processed. Those are just items, the little notes that I have not put in that blog yet. Always things I think of adding. And some other things, you know, essential fatty acids like hemp seed oil is my preferred source, CBD or cannabidiol oil, and inositol, lion's mane mushroom that I like to take. Another note I need to put in there is that, you know, you want
I'm looking
fruit
at it right now.
Okay.
And I see the CBD cannabinoid, which I use, lion's mane mushroom, which I do have here.
Oh, good. And you want fruiting body of the mushroom or whatever the mushroom is, not the mycelium. Fruiting body is more effective. And we'll be right back. See if you're still there. If you want to hold on, you can stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Well, I'm asking why.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we're back here, Liberation Station Radio Show, and we're just talking about neurogenesis supplements. And I see there, Art, in the Zoom. Are you still there, Art, on the phone? Nope. Okay, I gotcha. So, I was just checking for my supplements to see what brand is that I have that I was mentioning that is the lion's mane mushroom that is... not mycelium, but fruiting body. That's the one that you want. That's a better quality. So, you might see me here on camera. I'm just, give me a couple seconds. See if I can find that supplement, that brand. You might see, I'm right next to the sign for the show here as my cat is playing with the cord. Let me see if I can find that on the next break. If I can't find it in the next couple seconds. The reason I really like lion's mane mushroom is because when I ran out of it, I noticed that my mood went down. And so I make sure I don't run out of it. But I didn't notice the effect until after I ran out of it. Okay, it is called My Pure Brand, Pure Essence is the brand. The only brand I know of that has the fruiting body of the various kinds of mushrooms they sell. And I just started taking it. But I was taking the mycelial, a mycelial version of it. That's the roots. That's the roots of the mushroom that spreads out and gets into the wood or the oats or whatever, or the rice or whatever the medium in which they are growing it. And so it picks up some of that. And if it's not organic medium, then you're getting that as well. But the fruiting body is better. And the one I was taking was a mixture, actually, from Swanson Vitamins that I was getting good results with. It was a mixture of mycelial and fruiting body, but it didn't tell you what the proportion was between the two. So I'd like to, you're saying you grew your own art in the Zoom chat. So that's something we need to learn to do. One more thing to add to my list of things to grow. And, like kombucha, wheatgrass, and get into mushrooms. These are the things that I'd like to have in my home garden. They don't take up much space, and they're so potent, so packed with nutrition and constituents that are so helpful in low doses. We have Charlie in Florida next, and we'll get to you in a moment, Charlie. I just wanted to read some of the comments here in the chat room over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And seeing some chats from Fairchild 69 on free energy devices or perpetual motion machines at sterlingengine.co.uk, that we're talking about alternatives for energy independence earlier, that Fairchild 69 is responding to. And I'm going to rush along here, and sorry if I don't get to all these chats. I'm just skimming along. And if you think something you want me to really read is important, then, or something you posted in the chat room is really important for me to read, then please go ahead and repost it, and I'll see it right at the bottom. Let's see, where are we? Okay. Seeing which ones. Fairchild 69 writes, Dave has hit on an important point. Don't shop in places that have that kind of a policy, meaning a mask mandate policy. In other places such as the UK, the opposite has happened, where owner of the Iceland, quote unquote Iceland, I guess that's the brand, chain of freezer food stores said publicly that his company will not be enforcing the mask mandate for his staff and customers. As soon as he said it, the co-op store chain and others followed his lead. It is down to the police to enforce the law or mandates, not the owner of stores or their staff. Great point. And Fairchild 69 further writes, further on down, yes, Dave, many businesses are attempting to encroach on legal rights by saying it's their policy to do so. There are many big chains of retailers in the UK that have adopted a policy of restricting the sale of energy drinks to anyone who looks under 25 and cannot prove they're over 18, when there is no law restricting the sale of energy drinks to anyone of any age. And I don't know about, heard some things in energy drinks, certain energy drinks can be used to combine with other over-the-counter thing of other over-the-counter food, candy or whatever, to make people make kind of some kind of a drug that makes people hyperactive. So I'm not sure why they would do that, but maybe their reasons are they would rather left unsaid and want to give people ideas maybe. So I'm skimming through these chats here, and let's get to Charlie in Florida, then play at least one of those clips that I promised earlier in the show. Charlie in Florida, what's on your mind? Oh, sorry, Charlie, we're coming up on a break here. I'm sure the producer didn't put you on, so please hold on until after the break here on Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm your host, Chris Steiner, and we'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own. Everything that I am, I adore. It's the reason the life's for. It's my heart that I need to be sure. Keep it pure.
We're back here. Feel alive with Blackout Coffee. Go to blackoutcoffee.com. Use coupon code REPUB10, as in Republic, REPUB10, for 10% off. And for orders over $50, you get free shipping. Now, I'd like to hear, now that Blackout Coffee's been an advertiser with RBN for a little while now, how do you like it? What do you think of Blackout Coffee? And I know Sam in the control room said that his family loves it. So we're going off that recommendation, and keep them as an advertiser. Please patronize them and keep my cat off of my table here so I can use my keyboard. Let's get back to the calls. We have Charlie in Florida. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Chris, is it?
Yes, I'm
yes,
Chris Steiner.
Okay. Yes, Chris Steiner. I'm calling because of I wanted to comment on Dave's call. You know, it seems to me that that's what we're dealing with refusing someone to go in and serve them with because they're not wearing a mask. It's almost like the civil rights issue in reverse. I mean, you know, they, we were you're not allowed to refuse somebody if the color of their skin, right? And,
right.
You know, as much as it seems like that's kind of like the same issue here. You know, I think it's probably, you know, if someone wanted, they could probably bring up a civil rights issue on it, you know, because they're not, and it's not a law, you know, that we have to wear these masks. Now, that being said, on the other hand, I believe any business has the right to refuse anybody for any reason they want. But that's my personal belief, because I believe it's their right and liberty. But I don't think that it's right the way they're doing this, you know. I do not believe that they can legally do that, because it seems to me it'd be like a civil rights violation.
Sure.
I also wanted to comment about, oh, yeah, I ordered some of that blackout coffee. I haven't got it yet.
All right.
I hope it's coming, but but I couldn't get that Republic code to work in there. I know I've talked to the guys in the back room about it, and they've told me that it works for them, so I don't know why it wouldn't work for me. But anyway, I ordered it anyway.
All right, thanks.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was, you were talking about some of these mushrooms and things like that you sell on your website there.
I don't. I know it sounds like I do because I promote so many different things, but I take them, you know, I take all these different supplements. Many of them were bought, or many of them were given, even though all of them aren't necessary on my nutritional regimen blog. They're all very important. That's why I put them there. But, I don't expect everyone to go out and buy all these things. I find that most of my supplements, the best values and generally overall best qualities from Swanson Vitamins of their brand still. There are some exceptions, like so many different supplement companies. You have to continually read their labels because they might have changed their formulas and maybe put things in that they know better. I'm certain that they know better to not put in their formulas or to not say reduce the potency and increase fillers, things like that. So you always have to be your own label reader, and that's what I've tried to do on my site, but I'm not paid to promote anything.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I asked was it sounded like you know what you're talking about when it comes to these types of things. And I long ago, a doctor had put me on these, what do you call them, the SSRIs, you know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Yeah.
And I'm wanting to wean off of that, you know, because I don't really like it. I don't want to be on it. If for something happened or, you know, a crisis came around and I had to quit all of a sudden, you know, a lot of people flip out when they don't get these, you know, in
yeah.
the system. So
yeah.
I was just wondering if there's some kind of supplement or something that you have or that you know of that could help wean somebody off of this stuff. And I know you said something about your mood. You noticed something about your mood change.
Right, with the lion's mane. Yeah, lion's mane has been shown to improve mood and memory, and I just noticed only my mood dropped off a little bit when I ran out of my lion's mane. So, this is a tricky subject.
And I know you're
not
a doctor, so you can't, you know.
But I like to play one on the radio.
Something. Yeah,
sure. I like to play one on the radio, though.
Somebody do that.
I'll give you anecdotes. I'll give you stories that I've heard from certain patients taking SSRIs and other addictive drugs that have been shown to cause problems, cause more suicidality and homicidal thoughts, even more violence when people are under them and when they're taking them. Some people they start to shave off. They've found luck when they're shaving off a little bit of their, just a little, reducing their dosage a little bit at a time by shaving off even more. You know, take one shaving off one day, take two shavings off the next day is what they've done. And so they've weaned themselves off. I recommend my basic nutritional regimen includes things like magnesium and potassium that are great for relaxation of your mood and your memory. I mean, mood and your muscles. You don't want to relax without relaxing your memory. Things that are on the mood lifting, brain boosting blog at my site, that's theliberationstation.com. Things that are MOI inhibitors are over the counter, things like St. John's wort, that interfere with SSRIs and other drugs, other anti-anxiety drugs. So, things, you know, herbal things can have a risk when they're mixed with pharmaceuticals. I've spoken to different doctors, including a neurologist who's not, he's not well known, but just an acquaintance. And he says that he has experience in his own certain protocol for getting folks off. And I'll try to contact him and see what he recommends, because I know a lot of people have concerns, even more acute concerns now with the supply chain and all that's going on in the world.
Right.
And being able to even have access to these things, never mind the long-term effects, which I outline and not outline, but other people have outlined in links that I have posted on a separate blog. That's psychiatric medications often provoke violence blog, and different doctors and resources that talk about that. So there's good reason to get off, but some people say they've had great luck and they haven't had any such homicidal, suicidal thoughts. Though, getting off of them, they often do. You know, they do find when they try to get off of them that's when kicks in.
Yeah, excuse me for interrupting, but I wanted to move on. I will listen in, I guess, next week to see if you have anything on that from this doctor. I'd be very much interested in that. But I also ask you about something, the original, I guess it was one of the original subjects that you started on, and that was this truckers thing going on up there in Canada. And, there's a huge number of these trucks. I think it's something like 150,000 of them. But have you noticed, is this being reported on the mainstream media at all? Or do you have any idea?
I wouldn't know. I don't pay attention.
The only way I've heard about it is on on shows like this and stuff like that. You know,
yeah, just like any worldwide protest, I doubt that they would. I haven't ever paid attention to them, I haven't noticed anything from the slave stream media. Got an article that Mirbailey linked to in the chat room that's quite good at dailymail.co.uk, which is a great source that I've cited often on my show because they are pretty well researched. This is entitled Justin Trudeau and His Family Flee the Canadian Capital for a Secret Location Amid Security Concerns as 50,000 anti-vaccine mandate Freedom Convoy truckers marched days after being dismissed as a, quote, small fringe minority, end quote. And that's a quote from Prime Minister Trudeau. And right.
That's funny.
How many people, I'm sure he's in a minority of people who are hiding away right now. He's probably the only one in the government, as far as we can find reports on, is hiding away. So,
he's son, you know.
Yeah, I wonder about that too. When you look at the photos of unshaved Castro to Justin Trudeau.
Okay. Well, that's really all I wanted to comment. I'll hang up now and. I appreciate everything you're doing, and I'll listen next week to see if you've got an update on that.
That's really important. And, I wanted to finish with a point that he says, coming up with his own protocol that because he came up with it not by following the books on how to wean somebody off of, because I don't know if there's any medical recommendation or journal that talks about it, but you know, he's found his own regimen, or not regimen, but a protocol, like I say, or modalities using pharmaceutical drugs to, you know, to get somebody off. Okay, you start with this pharmaceutical drug for a little while, and as they show progress, then he goes over to another one. And I mean, he's all too willing to talk about this. I just wasn't taking notes, and I tell him all the time when I talk to him, I need to start my recorder, and you know, for both of our sake, you know, he has things to add, and I have some things to add, but mostly I have a lot more to learn from him from the pharmaceutical end. So, you know, I want to say that I'm not anti-drug, but you know, every doctor, it seems, has their own unique experience, their own expertise, that maybe certain patients gravitate towards them by the divine course of action, that divine intervention, that certain patients in need go to a certain doctor, certainly by reference. You know, they've been referred to those doctors who've had success. So, you know, I'm not against using drugs, but, you know, maybe for a short time, limited basis. And that's, you know, you get into an emergency when you don't have good nutrition, and that's when they have their interventions. But they should just be, I feel, no medical advice here, but I think that they should be get on and get off as quickly as possible if you do feel like you have to resort to them, and if you do have some short-term problems, and prevent them from rewiring your synapses, perchance, perhaps, looks like within a week or two from SSRIs and other anti-anxieties, benzodiazepines and others, that they rewire your synapses in a very short period of time. So maybe it's okay to get on and get off of them. Another thing to avoid, I'll mention, is things that induce serotonin production might not be compatible, might be contraindicated with anti-anxiety drugs, things like tryptophan or GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, or chromium, preferably GTF chromium is the form you want to take, because it's really been shown to be a lot more effective than the commonly available chromium picolinate, chromium polynicotinate, which have toxicity to them, but GTF chromium or glucose tolerance factor chromium has been shown in studies to help reverse diabetes, type 2 diabetes, increasing insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. So these are things that, you know, nutritionally I might be tempted to use chromium, but, you know, GABA, I mentioned, and L-tryptophan, which is a precursor for your body, a building block for your body to make serotonin, which, by the way, can also make get turned into melatonin, which has been shown helpful in some preliminary studies to fight against Omicron, especially to help modulate down the immune system, and be pretty effective at that, or help reduce the cytokine inflammatories.
Omicron is basically a myth, anyway. All right, look, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much.
All right. Just, Charlie, talk to other people in the meantime. That's what I'm recommending. Try to get second or third opinions from doctors, neurologists, or whoever that you can ask about, you know, their unique experience, because, you know, it takes on-the-ground research to find them, and a lot of them don't seek publicity like, you know, Dr. Pierre Corey did, or Dr. Zev Zelenko did, you know, show that hydroxychloroquine, ZPAC work so well. And there are other doctors who were then later given the courage to step forward saying, yeah, I've been using these protocols as well, not giving COVID shots. You know, Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald, who's on the show twice in December last year, you know, he's one of those types of doctors who wasn't seeking publicity. So if we do our research and, you know, come up with our own doctors, local or otherwise, that we can find lots of credentialed and degreed authorities who support their clinical findings as research doctors. All right, Charlie, good questions, good points, and I'll follow up on that. So let's get now into this clip from last Monday. Speaking of civil rights, this is Dr. Christina Parks, who spoke at COVID-19, a second opinion conference held by Senator Ron Johnson last Monday, January 24th, 2022. Dr. Christina Parks received her PhD in cellular and molecular biology from the University of Michigan in 1999, did her graduate research in the field of cytokine signaling. Cytokines are the chemicals that the immune system uses to communicate. Thus, Dr. Parks brings a wealth of knowledge about how both COVID and COVID vaccines may affect the immune system. She has garnered significant attention for her testimony on Michigan House Bill 4471, which seeks to ban discrimination based on vaccine status. And she's going to be talking about how the COVID shots affect blacks disproportionately, very negatively, disproportionately. So please, Sam in the control room, roll that clip.
African Americans have many predisposing mutations that are very protected from malaria. We have beta thalassemias, we have sickle cell trait, we have glucose 6 phosphate dehydrogenase. When their system is stressed, they lose their ability to carry oxygen effectively. 1 in 10 African males of African descent has glucose 6 phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency. It's sex linked. That means 1 in 10 could basically devolve when their system is highly stressed, either under COVID or as a result of a vaccine. Do we screen for this at birth? No. Are hospitals ready to give a transfusion when someone does this? No, they don't even know it's happening. They just ignore the whole thing. And so in this light, my son is Ethiopian. And we know that Gregory Poland's data showing that people of African descent generate a much more vigorous immune response that could go hyperinflammatory in response to vaccines. That is some of the most significant, like statistically significant data I have ever seen. The p-value is so low, it's got, you know, like negative numbers all behind it. And so he's supposed to get a vaccine. He's in New York City. He's like, Mom, I can't do anything. I can't go to a restaurant. I can't do anything. So we're in a horrific position where people of African descent are being mandated to get a COVID vaccine to stay employed or participate in normal life, such as going to a restaurant, even though these products have not been optimized for the genetic profile. Thus, African Americans are likely to be at significantly more risk of an adverse event than their European counterparts. Even worse, we're about to push this on our kids. Right? We know that in response to MMR, William Thompson at the CDC was a whistleblower that said African-American boys who got the MMR on time, again, these are RNA vaccines, and we know, again, RNA viral vaccines, live viral vaccines, we have the data to show how they are affecting the immune system, and that data showed that they were 2 to 3 times more likely to get an autism diagnosis if they were vaccinated on time. Right? William Thompson alleges they then shredded the data. It's meant 20 years later from the first study, and we have not addressed the fact that not all of us are the same, and we need individualized medical care. These are not hard problems to solve. They're really not. We just need to use our brains, and we actually need to address the issue instead of making everything a one-size-all political nightmare.
Thank you, Dr. Parks.
And let's see if we have any time for clip number three. If Sam, you have if you're able to set that up, let me know, and I'll check out Skype for your message. And folks, again, check out blackoutcoffee.com, our new RBN advertiser, blackoutcoffee.com. And you can use REPUB10 for 10% off. Let's see about using that REPUB10, REPUB10. This coupon code on the website. See if that doesn't work. Contact the office. Contact blackoutcoffee.com, like Charlie was able to do, and make sure you get your 10% off. And plus, there's free shipping on orders over $50, and that helps RBN keep Blackout Coffee as an advertiser, and helps keep you caffeinated as well. And again, because coffee, as I've said in the past, past shows, that coffee the caffeine allows you to get energy through your adrenal glands, just secreting a whole bunch of adrenaline into your immune system. pardon me, into your system. Take care of your immune system and all your systems, by keeping adrenaline up, being able to have a supply of adrenaline and not overtax your system, and especially your adrenals, by supplying them with a complex of B vitamins like B5, B6, B12. You can get all your B vitamins in bee pollen and in brewer's yeast. Non-GMO brewer's yeast is what I'd recommend. And I like Frontier Herbs nutritional yeast. So you can drink more coffee and enjoy it. I drink it maybe twice a week now. And I don't want to become addicted to it. But I find that when you're, maybe you'll find like I have, if you, the better nourished you are, then you don't feel any withdrawal symptoms. So I was able to get away from coffee without, enjoy the benefits of coffee without feeling compelled to drink it, and use it in moderation, like any other drug. If it, I won't go into some of the other health benefits right now. We don't have the time. So let's just play this last clip here of Dr. Christine Parks from that same conference with Senator Ron Johnson last Monday, please.
Today I come both as an African-American, as a scientist. As a scientist, it's quite baffling to me that we have an avalanche of data showing that it's the spike protein that causes the deleterious effects of COVID. All right. So, but we don't see any problem with putting genetic material into the cells of our body that tell it to make tons and tons of spike protein. Right. We're not adding a little bit like a traditional vaccine and then having your body make an antibody response. We've decided let's just make the body just make tons of the spike protein. And we know that the spike protein is toxic. The Ginsha lab at Georgetown showed the spike protein signals through the ACE2 receptor, which usually doesn't signal at all, and that leads to pulmonary hypertension. This is causing inflammation. Evolio and at the Bristol Medical Center in the UK showed that the spike protein severely disrupts the functions of cells that support the heart. Maybe it's just me, but I want my heart cells to work right. Lee and all out of Hong Kong demonstrated the antibodies made to the spike protein cross-react with our own tissues, so that many people, when they make antibodies to the spike protein, they're getting an autoimmune response that can be devastating.
All right. Well, that's it for that clip. That was Dr. Christine Parks from Senator Ron Johnson, Christina Parks, who was part of Senator Ron Johnson's conference last Monday, January 24th. I'd recommend you check it out at rumble.com, entitled COVID-19, A Second Opinion. Almost 5 hours of great doctors and scientists giving their commentary, even their disagreement at times. Thanks for tuning in and for calling in, contributing to Liberation Station Radio Show. Please donate over at the Donate tab at theliberationstation.com, and we can grow the show to more days per week on the broadcast show, Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. on 6 Florida stations. Until next, and that's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, 10 a.m. to noon Central, this is Chris Steiner saying take great care.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.